The civil war that's been raging in Syria for a year and a half has reached across a border. The nation of Turkey is north of Syria. More than 90,000 Syrians, people who left their homes because of the fighting, are living in refugee camps inside of Turkey. On Wednesday, a Turkish town on the border, Akşakale, was hit by Syrian artillery fire. 5 people were killed, and Turkish officials say Syria has accepted responsibility for the shelling and said it won't happen again. But Turkey responded. It launched artillery fire against military sites inside Syria, first on Wednesday and again on Thursday. Turkey's parliament also voted to allow the government to send Turkish troops into other countries. An official said, quote, Turkey has no interest in a war with Syria, but Turkey is capable of protecting its borders and will retaliate when necessary.
Today's first shout-out goes out to Mrs. Johnson's class at Woodworth Middle School in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. The first televised U.S. presidential debate featured which two candidates? Here we go. Was it Lincoln and Douglas, Reagan and Carter, Kennedy and Nixon, or Bush and Clinton? You've got 3 seconds. Go. In 1960, John F. Kennedy and Richard M. Nixon faced off in the first presidential debate shown on TV. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
President Obama and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney got different reactions after their first presidential debate. A Republican strategist said Governor Romney rose to the moment. A Democratic strategist said President Obama didn't bring his A-game. A CNN ORC International poll showed viewers felt the same way. 67% thought that Governor Romney won on Wednesday night. The latest polls heading into the debate showed President Obama leading in the race for the White House. So who do you think won the debate, and do you think this will have an impact on the election? If you're already on Facebook, come talk to us about it at facebook.com/CNN Student News. Next up today, a labor dispute involving a professional sports league. That sounds familiar. We've seen it with the NFL, the NBA, even the NFL referees. Now it's hockey's turn. The NHL was supposed to start its season on October 11th. Supposed to. Yesterday, league officials announced they're canceling the first 2 weeks of the season. The NHL and its players can't agree on a new contract for how the sports revenue gets split up. 8 years ago, a lockout forced the league to cancel its entire season.